Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We appreciate your support. We'd ask that you'd follow us. Important. We'd ask that you'd share. Really important because we still have a lot of people to wake up. And we're continuing in this segment with a discussion about how we can help Trump in supporting his various programs and make your support visible. It's going to take some elbow grease. And I'll tell you what, if these low-life politicians that inhabit Congress, and it's most of them, if they feel the heat from us now in the wave of the mandate, they're less likely to get in the way. And I'm talking about the rhinos. We need to make them fear for their jobs. So that means you've got to do some writing. Form letter. No more than four or five sentences. I support blah, 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 blah. Copy, paste, send. Your rep, your two senators. Your rep, your two senators. And if you just did it once a week, we're talking 10 minutes of labor at the most. At the most. So please. Please, please, please support. And that's the theme of what we're doing here in these latest segments is what we can do to help Trump. Now, before we jump into what we're going to do today, I want to let you know you better support yourself. If you allow yourself to be held hostage by your criminal bank, Wells Fargo, B of A, they're the worst of the worst. You're going to lose everything. If your retirement's in there, as the banks begin to falter by design to leave Trump with chaos, you're going to lose your retirement. Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can keep it. You're an unsecured creditor. Look it up. Dodd-Frank 2010. Talked about this for years. This was Obama's criminality directed at you. Bank holders, stockholders, shareholders in the banks, your retirement, your savings, everything gone. Get out of the bank. Leave operating capital. Get your retirement out of the bank. Noble Gold can back it up with gold after they give control of your retirement to you, not to the banks. Easy. I can't believe the number of people that still write to me. And I appreciate you writing to me. I do. Dave, do you really think I can protect my retirement? Yes, you can protect your retirement. But you need to do it now because the demise is underway right now. And it's curious. We're not getting any real updates from the mainstream media about what's going on. The only update on the Federal Reserve is they're bloated in bureaucracy, wasting your money. That's it. Nothing in there about they can take your money. Nothing in there that the banks are becoming increasingly insolvent. Nothing about the almost collapse of the dollar, which Trump is going to have to do something very serious about. We're going to cover that later as well. You absolutely need to do this. Now, having said that, I'll cut right to the chase. Go to DaveHodgesGold.com and I'll send you out a free information packet electronically that'll tell you exactly what you got to do to protect your assets. DaveHodgesGold.com. And you're saying, is there a risk? Yeah, federal government wants me to tell you. Anytime you do anything in money, there's a risk. The real risk is leaving your money in the bank, all of it, your retirement in the bank, all of it. I've fulfilled my federal requirement by explaining the risk. Now, I'll say this as well. I have not only been an advertiser for 8 years for Noble Gold, I've been a customer many times over for 7 years. We just upped our silver. Why? Because silver is going to be an extreme shortage with the technological directions we're going. And it doesn't just have to be for climate change nonsense technology, it's everything. Silver is going to be overmined. And that's going to escalate the price. This is the time. DaveHodgesGold.com. com. And this really kind of fits in nicely to Doge. I'm doing my own Doge against the banks. They don't deserve your money because it ain't your money once they have it. Doge. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. This is a brilliant plan. This is Trump's brilliance on display. You know, when he wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, Donald Trump is a genius at deals, at recognizing leverage and taking advantage of it. And this is one of those times. We have embedded in our country right now a bureaucracy that supersedes and outlasts every president. So once the deep state gets a hold of these federal bureaucracies, the civil service laws that protect incompetent employees, they stay in effect, and these people get to keep their jobs and do their damage, ignore the Constitution, ignore presidential directives, the person they work for, and they destroy every administration that comes in on behalf of the deep state interests. Doge, on the other hand, is brilliant. Now, this has been sold to the American people as we're going to save money. Well, they are, but that's the number two benefit. Want to make this really clear. When Musk and Ramaswamy come in with the sledgehammer budget cuts, they are only going after the bureaucracies they want to dismantle. This is political, not economic. There's an economic benefit to doing this. But when you have a $36 trillion debt, that's a drop in the bucket. What they're doing is dismantling the deep state control of the federal bureaucracies. They look at places like in certain aspects of the State Department. They come in, you don't need all this, cut. And there's nothing the deep state can do about it. And all those employees who have served Obama faithfully, even going back to the Clinton years, they're gone. They're gone. And then you can restart something under a different name, fund it with the same money, and bring in people loyal to the programs that the American people have mandated through the last election. This is brilliance on the part of President Trump. This is a testimony to his genius. You know what's funny? They're not even telling you about it. It takes people like us sitting on the sidelines saying, what's the real effect going to be? So they save a couple billion dollars here and $50 million there. It's drop in the bucket stuff. But it's not if you change the direction of a bureaucracy by defunding parts of it and then rebuilding it a short time later in the direction you want to go. I have never been so excited about a presidential program as I am about Doge. And Ramaswamy has been a victim. Elon Musk has been a terrible victim of the New World Order, World Economic Forum, and so forth. These people are pissed off. They want to go after those that are responsible for the affronts to them personally. It just so happens the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Our enemy is within these federal bureaucracies. They're more dangerous than even the Mitch McConnells. Mitch McConnell may be the most treasonous senator to ever live, but he's nothing compared to the bureaucracies that destroy this country. So you think Anthony Blinken, he's a trilateral. Okay, so you think, yeah, he's a bad guy. He serves New World Order interests. But he's nothing compared to the bureaucracy that serves under him, that can ignore him, or do what he wants. They can't do anything about it except to defund them. Doge. This is absolutely brilliant. Look for the move in the Senate and the House to defund Doge, because it is the one thing that could undo the deep state quicker than anything else. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think. And also tell me, are you willing to get involved? Are you willing to write that four sentence email supporting Doge to your rep and your two senators? 10 minutes of labor a week to save your country. Try to direct some activity here, because some of you go, I just don't know what to do. I just gave you something to do. And then from there, you'll figure it out on your own. Once you become an activist and you're following someone else's suggestion that maybe you agree with, then pretty soon you'll see things that no one's telling you about. They go, oh, I'm concerned about this. Then by all means, get busy. It's going to take all of us supporting Donald Trump and his policies to take this country back. Oh, we're going to do some things on the cartels a little later. Oh boy, do we have our work cut out for us? It's going to take all of us hanging together to get through this, people. Our country has been conquered and occupied, and now we have a chance to undo it. But it ain't going to be easy. The flip side is you live in a controlled mafia where you have no rights, your life is diminished. And the same reasons why people come here to America to escape their political persecution, their criminality, their corruptness will be the same reasons that you'll want to leave America. President Trump is appearing to be somewhat imperialistic. Now, anytime a nation has power, it either grows in power or it declines. So some degree of imperialism is necessary for its own survival. How you go about this is what makes it moral and legitimate and beneficial to all parties. Trump, the more I look at his policies in his first term in office and what he's trying to do now, I fully appreciate the genius of the man. We all know he's smart. We know his IQ is way up there. The book, The Art of the Deal, is an underestimated book. This guy has it going on. I don't think there's 10 people in the world that could be doing what he's doing. And I really want to talk about the imperialistic nature of Donald Trump. But how his imperialistic nature of leadership is going to benefit the heck out of America, but also help the people that are involved that appear to be victims. Now, he'll give them a choice, carrot or stick. Carrot or stick. Cooperation or your decline. Two things going on. The first is the Panama Canal. I hear from people that are expats in Panama, and I've gotten some really good information from them. And I'm well aware of the communist Chinese influence. And then we have something else going on too, and it's called immigration. Those two factors come into play in the Panama Canal: economic factors, trading. And then, of course, immigration. Okay, so take a look here. If you're on the visual medium, you'll be able to see a map. If you're not, I'll describe it to you. But coming out of Colombia up to La Palma, Panama, you have the Darien Gap. It's some of the most impassable routes into Central America from South America, most impassable probably in the world. Rivaled by the Himalayas, maybe parts of the Sahara Desert. But when you take a look at this, The Darien Gap has been civilized to the point where they can move migrants through. Some are moved by boat, most come by land routes. And the Darien Gap, if it were to be shut off, we wouldn't have the TDA, we wouldn't have the Colombian gangs, the Venezuelan gangs, we wouldn't have all that crap in America. And shutting down the Darien Gap to migration is absolutely huge. That's the first part of the problem with Panama. Now, if we go north, and there are many routes, there are three major routes into America coming out of the Darien Gap. One is to the Pacific side, exclusively for the communist Chinese, where they're bringing in, we estimate, 10,000 soldiers a month into America. That's been well documented. We've got the videos, we've shown them. Then you have the other two that are routes based on needs. Some is bondage mostly, some are drugs, some are both. But there are three major routes up to about La Palma. It's impassable unless you have help. Then we go forward another 150 miles to the Panama Canal. The migrants have to traverse the Panama Canal. There's no way around it. It splits the country in half. The problem with the Panama Canal is it now works against the interests of the United States. Teddy Roosevelt commissioned this, and it was designed to stop ships from having to go around Cape Horn in South America to traverse goods from east to west. What you have with the Panama Canal is it basically allowed commerce to flow through and do a huge shortcut, thus cutting shipping costs as well as prices to the consumer. It was a brilliant move by Teddy Roosevelt. Panamanians, all too happy to share in the wealth of this, signed on to it until the Jimmy Carter administration came along with its band of Trilateral Commission members and led by Saul Linowitz, one of the biggest traitors in American history. He negotiated the giveaway of the Panama Canal. Why would a nation do that to itself? We built it with our resources, we compensated the Panamanians very generously. Why would you ever do that? Because they were owned by China, trying to help Chinese commerce come through here. Now, Linowitz, to save face with Congress and the Senate, particularly to get them to approve the modification of the treaty, they had to make it look like, well, it's still in the benefit of the United States. It was not. They put in some safeguards that would protect American shipping interests. Those are now being ignored by the nation of Panama. They are in default of the treaty. And the Chinese are in violation of the treaty because they're overstepping their allowed bounds. So, what should happen? Well, President Trump says things don't change. We're taking the Panama Canal back. Now, wait a minute. That looks like imperialism, doesn't it? Is he going to send the troops in there and secure it? I don't think he has to. I don't think he has to. The bridges that exist in the Darien Gap to traverse these great canyons, impassable jungle, surgical strike, take out the bridges, paralyze Panama from the south. You want to do this? That's an extreme move, I admit. But that would be one sure way to stop migration coming through the Darien Gap. Then they start shipping everybody. Well, easier said than done because of the cost. Then the Panama Canal. Immigrants cross there. You can stop that as well. You could choke migration into this country by stopping what Panama is doing. It's really a simple process. Now, how would Trump do it? Well, he's the master of the deal. Well, on one hand, Panama, if you want to continue to violate the treaty, we'll declare you to be in default and we'll come in and take it over. The other thing I think it's more likely Trump will do was the aid that we give Panama gets cut off. China has a big decision to make at that point. Do they want to fund the missing money coming into the Panamanian government? I don't think so. So when we take a look at this, Trump has a couple of options here. He can go to Panama and say, you're shutting down the Darien Gap migration routes. In exchange, we'll go back to our original agreement with the Panama Canal. And will allow you to profit from American commerce coming through there. And the Chinese will be allowed to participate, but on a much lower scale than they do now. Their little Costco ships that come through, they won't be as numerous. This will help the American economy. This will choke Panama if they don't comply. This will choke China's East-West shortcuts. This is where I think Trump is going with this. The Darien Gap will be closed by Panama. Trump will see to it. Doesn't have to build a wall. And I would say dismantle the bridges. That would stop it cold. So you stop migration out of South America. You preserve the Panama Canal to the benefit of the United States that built the canal, and you share the wealth with Panama. You turn them into an ally. The art of the deal. This is what I would do. This is what I think Trump is about to do. I don't see him sending in the military initially, although I will tell you this, he could force a crisis by blockading. I don't think it would ever get that far. I think the threat of a blockade, and I don't see the Chinese opposing it. Chinese don't project power globally very well. They would not be a threat to stop that move. But I think that's more on the extreme. I think we're going to look at withdrawal of US funding, or if you capitulate and cooperate, you'll get an increase in American funding, plus you'll share in the canal. We'll run it for the benefit of Panama and the US, not Panama and China. And then we'll make sure that Panama stops immigration coming in from the Darien Gap because it'll be too costly for them not to do so. That's where I think Trump is going. The art of the deal, not imperialism. I think it's brilliant. And this, I think, is doable. Hey, check out our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. Go to the upper right-hand corner, click it on, sign up. And you'll get your daily email of everything we do in the previous 24 hours. Continuing on with what I think Donald Trump's ambitious plan is to turn around America. Now, we can't cover everything, but we are going to cover the idea, is it imperialism or is it national defense? Is it carrot? Is it stick? And we looked at Panama in that regard. I'm going to tell you what, Panama is going to cave in like anything. They need our help so bad. They know they can't depend on the Chinese. Chinese are corrupt. They've subverted their political system. They've subverted their military. They don't trust the Chinese. Their only chance to survive is to trust the United States and Donald Trump. In this particular installment, in this segment, we're going to take a look at Greenland. Now, Trump made a move for Greenland before. The mainstream media just butchered Trump for this. Like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. Well, if it is the worst thing ever, if you want America to fail, which the mainstream media clearly does, because they support the forces that are undermining America and they give them unqualified support. So, yeah, I agree. It is the worst thing ever, depending on your agenda. Now, we're going to take a look at in this segment Greenland. And Like I said, Greenland before was tried and it failed. I think Trump knows how to get this done. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this. I think this is a really, really good idea. And as we leave our intro and move into our main phase, I just wanted to let you know about a set of products that I am using. And I don't believe in advertising for things I don't do. Body Align has a number of products, but I use these two exclusively. One is this energy band you see right here next to my watch. This is the product here on the left. It increases energy, boosts clarity, and maximizes vitality. In other words, it gives me a boatload of energy, and I have to take it off at night or I don't sleep that well. It's completely natural, can't harm you, it can only help you. And with my lifestyle, my busy schedule, I need all the help I can get, and I don't like artificial stimulations. Now, this product right here, Body Align on the right, EMF Defense. You see the circular dot. You see the circular dot there on the bottom of that phone. Okay. This protects you from the EMF radiation from your cell phone that gives people things like glioblastoma, deadly brain cancer. John McCain, Ted Kennedy, two of the more well-known people that died from this. And if you look at where they had their incisions, right next to where they held their cell phone. That's not an accident. This works. This will give you the protection you need. All you have to do is go to Body Align, Align, bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges, and take advantage of these two products like I have. 30-day money back guarantee. You won't want your money back because you'll see very quickly this works. All right, Greenland. Why is Greenland important to the United States? I'm going to start in ascending order, least to most. Number one, it contains lots of minerals. And a lot of these minerals that are found in Afghanistan, like the lithium that we gave up when we pulled out, can be compensated for. And this is why Trump went after Greenland before. He wanted to replace the lithium supplies that we were going to lose by abandoning Afghanistan and ending that tragic war. Well, the country of Denmark that owns Greenland said no. And they mostly said no because the European Union said no. Things have changed. Denmark has motivation now to make that move, and I'll talk to you about that before we're done. In addition, not only are there necessary minerals, there's natural gas and there's oil. Well, Trump's economy is predicated on cheap energy, abundant energy, lowering the cost of transportation, thus lowering the cost of food product at the store level. The retail level supplies will be infinitely cheaper. That will save the economy. Simple. But Trump has other plans too, the tariffs and all that. We're not going to get into that here. But this is a central part of his economic revitalization of America. It's how Joe Biden and his people intentionally wrecked our economy. Day one, no Keystone Pipeline. Day one, North Shore Alaskan oil out. I mean, he devastated our oil reserves and he sold them off, our oil reserves, to the military. To who? The people that pay him tens of millions of dollars, China. So if we had to fight a two-front war or a three-front war, we would not have had the oil to have the mobility to carry out such an endeavor. It's a well-known fact. If you've ever taken a World War II class that's worth its salt academically, you would learn that the U.S. won World War II for two reasons. Oh, I'm not discounting the manpower. I'm talking about resources. One, we outproduce the enemy. Two, most importantly, we had more oil than they did. We're able to outmaneuver, outflank, and outsupply ourselves and our allies. Abundant oil. Oil, big oil, won World War II to a large extent. We're in a similar position, and Trump is going to make sure that we're never put at risk the same way that we have been under the Biden administration. We would have lost any major conflict we'd have been in because we would have lacked the oil supplies necessary to carry out the conflict. This is a brilliant move by Trump to try to add to our natural resources. So it's not just Alaska, it's now Greenland. It's also the Gulf. It's an amazing move. America will become, under this plan, the centerpiece for the global supply of oil. Yes, the Middle East will still be viable. Venezuela could join in this if they could get out of their own way. They can't. The same with the corrupt government of Mexico. Oh, some of you people think of Sheinbaum, the new ruler in Mexico, is, yeah. She's a cartel woman. Let's just make sure we say that for what it is. And these people know how to destroy. They don't know how to build. Certainly not a national economy. So Mexico will never join in the fray. Canada could be a force, but you got a communist in charge in Justin Trudeau. Communists don't know how to exploit natural resources for the good of the people, make it viable for everybody so the industry grows. They don't do that. That's not who these people are. They're rulers from the top down. You get no say. We centralize everything, and centralization to a high degree often fails. Trump is brilliant. He's decentralizing our natural resources, increasing the abundance with this plan. Okay, so you've got minerals, you've got oil. And here's the third thing, the Space Force. Our Space Force headquarters is now quietly moving into Greenland. The European Union's none too happy about it. Denmark, they're taking a risk politically, but I think they have put limits on how far they were willing to go in the first Trump administration. But the European Union is failing. It's failing. It's falling apart. And they're vulnerable to Russian invasion. NATO cannot fight against the Russian army. And I don't see the United States under Trump coming to Europe's rescue, and they know it. Things have changed. Now, why is the Space Force an important issue in here? I think it might be the most important issue. Why? Because what's the goal when you played the game King of the Hill? You climb up some imaginary mountain, you throw your enemy off, and you stake your flag in the ground. Remember that game, King of the Hill? I used to play that when I was a kid. That's what we're playing here. He who controls the high ground controls the battlefield. Wars will be fought in space. China's trying to catch up. They can't. Now, under Biden, he purposely underfunded the Space Force, undersupported it. Because he didn't, and his people didn't want America to be a dominant force in space. If you're the dominant force in space, even if you can't fight a multi-front war, you still can control what your enemy can do because you control the high ground. You can rain hell down upon your adversaries, and they don't have much recourse against you. You could literally have your country conquered. And there would still be hell to pay for some time by not controlling that high ground. He who controls near-Earth orbit controls the planet militarily. That's where the Space Force is going. Now, hold on. How do you get Denmark to go along with this when the European Union is very happy to see America fail? The European Union is becoming the next communist bloc with its censorship, its repressive tax policies. They're very much turning into communists. Christine Lagarde is Joseph Stalin. Maybe she hasn't had the trail of bodies yet. Oh, wait a minute, she has. European Union wants the war in Ukraine to keep going. Million Ukrainians have lost their life. 300,000 Russians. Yeah, Joseph Stalin, Christine Lagarde, head of the EU. The Bank of International Settlements is in the European Union's confines. Even though they act independently, they control the central banks of the world. There's a lot of power there in the EU. Trump wants to take that away. He wants a redistribution of assets to where America here, Europe here. Now, you have to find a way to elevate Denmark into that upper atmosphere along with America. Just like in Panama, we talked about in the last segment, just like in Panama, you have to make them a partner that will be financially practical for them, and not just practical, but profitable. This carries out this to a large degree. And you're saying, Dave, that kind of makes sense. I know it does. I had a conversation with someone that worked for the Space Force. They know what the game is, they know what their mission is. Their mission is high ground dominance. And then bring Denmark into a protective umbrella, give Denmark special treatment that they don't give to any other European nation, make it advisable. There would be a power shift away from countries like Switzerland and Germany to Denmark. Trump isn't saying this out loud, but it's really clear when you just look at the geopolitics and the economics associated with that. It's really clear that's where Trump is taking this. That's the number one reason why he wants Greenland. The other factors are important. This is the factor in national defense. And I think it's absolutely brilliant what he's doing. And I think he's going to be able to get it done this time around because a lot has changed in Europe since Trump was president in 45's time. Let's hope it happens because you and I will be a lot safer as a result. Yeah, we're in our regular studio, but we've had some interferences here. We suspect cartel-friendly interests interfering with us. I'm going to tell you all about it and what we're going to do about it. And then I'm going to proceed to give you a cartel story that's going to curl your toes in the next segment. This is really, really bad. Really bad. Anyway, you know who I am. You know what we do. We'd ask that you'd follow us. We'd ask that you'd share the work. We need to double down on our efforts. If you think we worked hard to get Trump elected, and we did, congratulations. We have to double down on that effort because Trump can't do this by himself. So please share far and wide. We have a sponsor for this particular segment. And that sponsor is the NanoSoma spray. I call it spray. It's liquid. You see the bottle there. You've heard me talk about how it restored my lung linings that were projected never to come back, and I'd be destined to all kinds of really bad, nefarious things. And I said, due to these effects, vitamin C boosting immunity, vitamin D receptors, the nuclear receptors affected. Supporting telomeres, which is linked to longevity. This adds up to a supercharged immune system. And that's what got me through what I went through 9 months ago. But I want to show you something else here. This is horrendous. This poor, poor, Poor woman. This is obviously autoimmune disorder leading to what you see here, disfiguring rash. Had to be horribly painful, uncomfortable, psychologically devastating, loss of self-esteem. And after using the spray, you have the before and you have the after. This is the trademark product. Oh, there's other products to choose from. You can go through and you can look at them. We have the topical gel, which I use for joints, but it's used for other things. Look at the skin rashes. This actually changed. But I want to focus on this. You need a supercharged immune system, particularly if you're getting up there in years, because you lose so much of the support mechanism that maintains your immune system. This restores it. All you got to do is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have something I'm going to talk to you about. I'm being messed with, I believe, by either the cartel or cartel-friendly interests within this administration. Oh, and they exist. Let me tell you what I was working on. Story about the cartel and who they're going to go after. Can't make it any more clear than that, but I'll tell you who they were going after in the next segment. That show was interfered with once, twice. As you know, I'm involved in a group, Private Line. And we're really close to launching. I'll show you something on that in just a minute. And I have to tell you, I had two sensitive communication devices stole from me that were mailed to me. It was either post office theft or someone broke into my box, lying in wait. They don't want this out, what I'm doing. Now, you see here, I'm in my A studio. Now I'm getting ready to go back on the road here. But right now I'm in the home studio. You say, Dave, it doesn't look quite the same. You don't have this we can see. You don't have this we can see. All you can see is the cactus. That's because I'm on a laptop using the camera directly pointed back. And I'm doing this because my files have been messed with. And we're in the process right now. As I look to my left, I'm seeing our main studio computer fixing the problem. It's about a 2-hour fix. I have been messed with 9 times Sunday. I have people that are writing to me now. I've had 4 or 5 yesterday, a few before, and you know I'm pushing the newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com. Okay. And then you go to the upper right-hand corner, click on newsletter, put in your email. We don't sell your material. And then you get an update every 24 hours. And people like it, and they want to see a lot of the totality of what we do, but I spread things out pretty much during the day, at least over a 3 or 4 hour period, sometimes over an 8 to 10 hour period. And I know people don't have that kind of time. So the newsletter is really the way to go. Well, I might have gone 2 years and maybe had two complaints about newsletter. I'm not getting it. Dave, I've tried to sign up. Well, we're getting those now. And this is part of the interference. And what's changed? Well, the left is attacking people like me because I'm trying to get you mobilized against leftist rhino Republican senators, threatening them with their political career. The same thing is true with members of Congress, and these people are tied to the cartels. The Democrats are tied to the cartels. Biden's tied to the cartels. But wait a minute. Don't ask me to prove it. It's already proven. Biden in China. China in Biden's, right? Okay. Who sends the fentanyl in to kill Mostly young American males of fighting age. They get an accident? Well, it's the cartels. They get it from who? China. And I'm in support of Tom Homan. I want TDA rounded up, and whoever has committed serious crimes while they're here, they go to a supermax and they stay there if they've committed murder for life. If they've committed rape, 25 years to life. That's what I want. Cartels don't want to hear this. I favor strikes in New Mexico. You tell the Mexico government, get on board or we'll wreck your economy because you're helping to wreck our lives here. You're killing family members with your negligence, Mexican government, with your corruption. We're done. Anyway, I'm on the right side, but I'm being supremely interfered with. And I'm going to cover some of these things as we go through the day, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to take you to a site here. I'm going to show you. This is the new private line set up. We're not ready to get people on board yet. We've put the leaders in place. I'm lucky to be one of them. The brains behind this comes from a person who gave crypto to Iceland and was one of the developers of Zoom. This is no joke. This keeps you from being interfered with. In your communications, I've had theft. I've had communication interference. I've had interference with my shows, and it's getting worse. Newsletter. See what it is right here. No personal information required. No one can track you. It's kind of like the Octopus's Garden and the Beatles song. No one there to tell you what to do. Exactly. We don't use private phones because that brings in regulations so they can track you. We're also going to teach you how you keep from being tracked. Most of you don't know. The cost is so minimal, it's ridiculous. But we're trying to move America to a totally secure system. Oh, Elon's involved in this. And I won't even say in an ancillary way. I won't say he's a prime contributor, but he's involved. AT&T. And I used to could not talk about this. I can now. And you can see right here, communicate freely in a private network without tracking or data collection, valuable communications and file transfers with communication. We are attracting whistleblowers, lawyers with sensitive client cases, doctors and medical service providers that want to maintain client confidentiality so Big Pharma can't spy on them. That's right, Big Pharma is the enemy of medicine. Your privacy is guaranteed. You'll never give us your email, your phone number, or anything else. This is coming and it's coming soon. Tutorials are being developed this coming week. I went through a training today. And I'm reasonably competent with this now, and we're going to really streamline it, make it so simple that a caveman could do it. This is the future of communication. Now, we're not saying this should be your only. You could still use your cell phone. Heck, you can call in a prescription to your pharmacy. That's what you want to do. Okay, you can call and order pizza from Domino's, and they can deliver it to you. Okay, you don't need this for something like that. But the stuff that's really sensitive, we're not only going to provide you the means, but we're going to tell you where you should do it from and where you shouldn't. And for the really advanced users and the you really got high-powered stuff that you can't let out. Let me just tell you a quick story. I'm not allowed to give all the details yet. I think this is going to come out in our literature at some point. But China was in competition with bidding for oil rights on something. They hacked into the company's computer from the country they were competing with, and they found out what the bid was for them, and they overbid by 20,000, and they got the contract. This is what a lot of you are facing. A lot of you, if you don't make this change and keep your data concealed that's sensitive, you're going to lose a lot of money. That's a fact. And I'm glad I can bring this to you. I wasn't planning on talking about Private Line today. It was coincidental I went through the training on the day when I find out how ripped off I'm being. And I'm not alone. I mean, Doug Thornton and I have had days where we can't hook up and communicate. We're blocked. He wants so Steve, did you go on vacation? No, you're not answering my calls. Doug, I'm not getting them. Oh, I thought maybe you were mad at me. Well, why would I be mad at you? We've disagreed on the air together 3 or 4 years now. We're best friends. That's never going to happen. But people were speculating. We're starting up after the first of the year. He's been off doing his thing. My family's been off. We've been doing our thing, and we're going to get back together. But we're blocked a lot of times. Paul Preston and I have had problems. Sarah Westall and I have had problems. She's having communication issues. Scotty Sachs, people that you know I work with on a regular basis, are having problems. We're going to fix it. Our sensitive communications are going to go through this, and I'm going to be telling you all about it when it's time. You can go up and look at this right now. Don't sign up yet. Don't sign up yet. I can't guarantee the system will log you in correctly. We probably need about 4 or 5 business days yet to get that part done. But you go look at it, privateline.io, and you see the URL right up there. And there we go. And I'm telling you, I could not have picked a better person. I've met the developer many, many years ago, probably about 15 years ago. And he was the head of an organization that recruited me to write for his organization. And he thought my heart was in the right place. And we've become very, very good friends. We're actually going to do a show on this. And we've got some inside information now on the UHC CEO. And I don't think our information is going to be that exclusive, but it'll be pretty exclusive. We're going to do a show together next Sunday. We'll also talk a little more about this. And we should be ready to roll right after that interview. So I just wanted to let you know this is coming. I've teased it before. And we've always been in the how do we make it better before we release it? Well, I think they're in the final stages now, and we're making it better. And I think you're going to really like it. And just like the Beatles say, no one there to tell us what to do. Meanwhile, try to sign up for our newsletter. Most people are getting through just fine. We've blown past the 50,000 mark. Okay, next stop is 60,000. Get in there, one-stop shopping, everything we do. Private Line, here we are. Almost ready, folks, and I'm telling you, you're going to love it, and it's a good backup. Also, too, I should tell you about the bat phone. We got bat phones, and I'll be talking about these. Now, that's a little more high-end, but if you really have sensitive phone call, you can't use your cell, okay? You really need a bat phone if you're into high sensitivity. If you're just regular, I don't want to be monitored. I don't want the IRS listening to me. I don't want the FBI follow me because I went to a school board meeting and now they're tracking all my phone calls. Get them the hell out. They can't track you with this. Okay? High-end bat phones are coming. And they are something else. And this is where Elon comes in. And we'll be telling you all about that when I get Chris on the show. Hey, thanks for joining us. God bless all of you. We are going to win, people. Donald Trump says you're going to get sick of winning. I'm still celebrating President Trump, but we got work to do. We got work to do.